Hi, this is Steine Nicholson. I'm a jazz organ player from Norway, currently living in Copenhagen. I've been playing Hammond for 15 years now, after having started on piano. It was rock music that got me into Hammond. I was listening to 70s rock bands like Deep Purple and Emerson, Lake & Palmer. And then I found out that the organ could sound just like a distorted guitar. And that was very useful when I played rock. Then later I got pointed towards jazz and have been playing mostly jazz ever since. What you hear in the background is from my last CD called Mis Ambotella New York. It is Lage Lund playing guitar and Ari Honing on drums, and it consists of 6 of my compositions, one of Lage's and 2 standards. We recorded this in New York last year during a 6-hour-long recording session. No rehearsal up front, so it was thanks to Lage and Ari's good reading that it went fairly well. I like playing different styles of music, and I have always been thinking that it is possible to play every kind of style on the Hammond. I was always a bit surprised to see that, especially in the case of the Hammond, the instrument is so linked to a specific style of playing. I understand why it is that way, but I always thought that it should be possible to play whatever style you wanted on this instrument. I was more interested in the jazz tradition and music tradition in general than just the tradition of the Hammond organ. So because of this, I have been in bands playing everything from free jazz, improvised music, modal jazz, Brazilian bossa nova, and of course contemporary jazz music. In some of my bands, I also combine one of my other interests, which is analog synthesizers. In the band Jupiter, I use a Minimoog on top of my B3. I then route the signal through the preamp in the organ, so I get a very homogenic sound from the setup out of the Leslie. It sounds just like the Minimoog is a part of the organ, but capable of making some unexpected sounds. Listen here for an example. This also makes an opportunity to orchestrate more, to play one sound with the organ and another on the Moog against each other. Like in a big church organ, where you can have 3 or more manuals with different sounds. It is probably because I have also played some church organ that got me thinking of the need of a 3rd manual on the Hammond. It makes some nice possibilities. But I also appreciate when I'm only playing the Hammond, because then it feels more acoustic. And I prefer this when I'm playing more traditional jazz. As I said, I've also been playing some church organ. I find it very suitable for improvising and playing modern music. Especially on a big organ, you can get some amazing sounds. I think it is very different from the Hammond though. But it is possible to bring some of the same approach of playing. You can listen on my website how it sounds when a jazz musician plays the church organ. I sometimes also like to play avant-garde music, and the contrast between something melodic and something far out can be very nice. Here I have a sample recorded at a concert. It is an intro I played to one of my tunes. I have the Minimoog on top of the organ here, which helped me to get that far out feeling. You can hear some more of my music at my website, which you can find at hammond.no. Finally, I would like to thank you for listening, and a special thanks to Jörgen for his work for the International Archives of the Jazz Organ. This is Stanley Nicholson speaking, August 2007.